The Chicago Sky could be WNBA champions by the end of the day. This afternoon is game four of the WNBA finals between the Sky and the Phoenix Mercury. The Sky lead the best of five series 2-1 after a lopsided victory on Friday, summarized by 7-year-old London Peel.
The Phoenix got like destroyed by like almost 40 points.
WBEZ's Lauren Frost met London and lots of other fans outside the Wintrust Arena Friday night, and she has this story.
The game's been over for a while, but there's still a small crowd outside the arena. They're trying to get a glimpse of their favorite players leaving the building. This is where I find Ebony Davis.
I've been waiting out here the whole time just to see Allie. Allie is the coldest. She is amazing.
Davis says she did eventually meet Allie.
I got to talk to her, and she was like, girl, hurry up and take the picture.
Allie Quigley, Kalia Copper, Courtney Vandersloot, Candace Parker. These are some of the basketball stars that Chicago is rallying behind. And the city has been building excitement and support of the team. The Art Institute Lions are wearing Sky jerseys. Chance the Rapper and Bears quarterback Justin Fields have been spotted courtside. Davis says the team is getting significant attention from the city, but
I think that it has happened as of late, right? That because they made the playoffs. I think prior to, they hadn't received a lot of attention. They could have received more.
I don't think I've actually ever been to a sold-out Sky game, ever.
Ricky Hill has been a season ticket holder since 2016.
This 25th season of the WNBA really feels like a corner has been turned and it has become more mainstream.
Hill says following the WNBA is special because of how inclusive it is.
Whereas I think lots of other professional sports leagues and professional sporting events can be pretty alienating, I think, especially to queer folks, women, and this is something different.
Another WNBA fan, Sarah Noah Mark, says she likes following the league to see women who aren't afraid to show devotion and ambition.
You know, all the things that you're supposed to pretend to not put out there to the public, that's on full display in these games. And I'm endlessly inspired by it.
Taiwan Parks says the sold-out arena on Friday was electrifying, and it's time for the city to get on board.
If they ain't getting recognized now, they gotta wake up. Hey, for the wake up.
When I asked about the team's chances of winning the best of five series, Parks had the classic confidence of Chicago sports fans and echoed the crowd's chant from the game, Sky in 4. Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.